is the music of Dr. Deborah Stroman. She's a UNC faculty member, University of Virginia professor, former player, former coach, sports businesswoman extraordinaire, and, of course, host of If You Only Knew right here on 97.9 The Hill. She joins me each Friday to talk about sports and the intersection with business and the rest of our lives, and it is a delight for her to join us on the phone once again. Happy Friday, Deb. How are you?
I'm doing well, although the football season is officially over. I don't want to disrespect arena and flag football and all these other versions, but when the NFL season is over, I start to miss activities on Sunday. It's over, but it was a great year.
Yeah. I think so many people feel that way. It's interesting that you say that, Deb, because I remembered that I think it was at the beginning of this season and into last season, too. You were talking about trying to wean yourself off of football just a little bit to make it so you felt like it was not as dominating because there are so many different interesting and tricky contradictions with the sport. Are you still kind of feeling that way?
Well, that's a great memory. I did wean myself off. I don't keep up with all the statistics like I used to, but because the Vikings gave me a little hope this year, I started getting into it again.
I see.
And then Kirk Cousins goes out, and now it's like, oh, here we go again. So it was a compelling year with Lamar Jackson and possibly MVP, and the way it started out with him not, you know, getting under contract and fighting for his dollars, and then of course the whole Aaron, you know, from Green Bay to the Jets, that circus, and it really was one. So there were some really good, compelling storylines this year.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I feel like that's almost always the case in the NFL, but this year too, with so much talent around the league, so many great quarterbacks and stories to follow from start to finish, it was special. And, you know, I think that's, to your point, that's just a reflection of how hard it is to kick the habit when it comes to this sport specifically. Yes. Like there's so many different bad things that come from football in terms of what it does for the players and sometimes how the sport is run and the business side of it. It just gets so murky, and yet it is such a dominating factor in our lives, as indicated by the Super Bowl on Sunday being the biggest sporting event watched ever. Yeah. Just goes to show the NFL continues to be king across the board.
And I want to applaud both of us for not even mentioning Travis and Taylor Swift. we could open up and not even mention them, but I did make note of it. So apologies, but that is a major story in itself.
It is.
As it ties to politics and whether or not that was a conspiracy. I mean, just right. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, it is crazy. But I think that goes to show the magnitude of both her and then how football intersects so many different things. I know I want to get into this with you, too. Congratulations, of course, to the Kansas City Chiefs, who won the Super Bowl. They continue their absolutely incredible run with Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback. But unfortunately, we have much more somber news to talk about as well, because the Chiefs had their Super Bowl parade through downtown of Kansas City. And at the end of the parade, once the players were wrapped up, the rally had wrapped up, there was a shooting right at the end of the parade route that killed one person and injured 22 others. Many of those people were children, Deb, and just came out today. News came out today that it's two juveniles who have been charged with crimes in connection to this shooting. Of course, since they're underage, their names are not released out there. But investigators say that the shooting did come from a dispute. It was not an attempt at domestic terrorism, but it still created these couple of hours right after this parade had finished of shock, horror, a clear trauma for everybody involved. And is just another example of how gun violence, you know, permeates into so many aspects of our lives. And I just feel, I don't know about you, I feel so awful for these people who went hoping for, you know, memories that they wouldn't ever be able to forget in such a positive way, celebrating with the Chiefs again with this really hard-earned Super Bowl, and are probably going to be coming away with it with their experience defined by this.
Yes, and thank you for that, especially for people who had the opportunity and took it to take a look at the videos and the photos. Mm. I mean, just seeing the fear, the discomfort, not knowing which way to run, it was very, very disturbing. But I do want to say her name. It's important. Lisa Lopez Galvin, who passed away. She leaves behind her husband and two young children. And as you mentioned, at least half of the victims involved in the shooting are under the age of 16. Just like us here in ACC tournament country, everything shuts down with that game. And the children get the opportunity to go to the ACC tournament when it's in Greensboro and probably Charlotte. But if not, they bring in the televisions and everybody watches some of the games, as in it's that important. It's that endemic to the community. And it's the same thing in Kansas City. I read that the schools in the area shut down. Buses and busloads of children, parents, you know, guardians would bring their children to the parade. And now to think about these children that will grow up with that trauma, I watched a piece where one of the Kansas City Chiefs players, as they were told that there was a shooter and they were ushering them off to get into a bus or to find some place, one of the players actually ended up in a closet, a rather large closet, but he was said it was filled with like 10 or 12 people. And there was a little boy there who was just absolutely just so much filled with anxiety. The Kansas City Chiefs player gave him the wrestling belt that he was wearing. And just basically calmed him down and told him that you're a champion and started a conversation about wrestling. Who's your favorite wrestler? You know, why do you watch and all that to calm the young man. But just think about the trauma of all those children in the area and what it will take to get them to understand what happened, not to get past it. I don't know if you ever get past it, but to be able to process it well.
Right.
But I'm really thinking about the children.
Yeah. Yeah. And so many other people around the Chiefs helped out in that moment. I read that Andy Reid himself, the team was like getting onto buses and wrapping up, but Andy Reid, the head coach, went and comforted some people. You some other stories popping up of the players doing exactly that, seeing what they can to help in that moment. I think it's worth pointing out, Deb, that this is kind of the second major sports after party in a row marred by gun violence. So there was this shooting, of course, this week, but the Texas Rangers, when they won the World Series back in November, their parade had shots fired. And I don't think it was along the parade route. I don't think it was a situation that where it caused mass panic. It certainly was not a mass shooting. No injuries were reported there, but it led to some panic and people being afraid. And that then kind of took over some of the reporting and the narrative and how people experienced that as well. And, you know, we've also had incidents of gun violence at other games. There was a shooting outside of Nationals Park, talking about another baseball game. I think that game had to be canceled or delayed for a little bit inside the park because something happened outside the park. It's just another example of, you know, real life and these real life horrors at times bleeding into people's experiences regarding sports.
No doubt. And so it takes us to this question again, what are we going to do about it? And I've become more and more clear in how I speak about this, how I process this. And it's about making a difference with policy, with legislation. When most Americans agree that we should ban assault weapons, rifles, most Americans believe that we should have background checks, you know, storage laws, all of that. And yet it still doesn't pass. So I'm very clear when I say that the majority of Republicans, yes, I'm saying it, the majority of Republican politicians are blocking this. And so I do believe that there is an organization that can help our state. It's North Carolinians Against Gun Violence. I encourage people to Google it, to do your research, to explore it, and to get involved. But North Carolinians Against Gun Violence is one of the ways that we can do something about it. We need to support this organization.
Yeah, and we know that they have quite a few Chapel Hill ties as well from the reporting that I've done on some of their stuff and when they've been out at rallies in Chapel Hill. So some local ties to that organization for sure. Hard to transition away from that topic, but I do want to get your thoughts on the losing team in that Super Bowl, the San Francisco 49ers. Incredible year, continue to be an incredible organization, but for head coach Kyle Shanahan, just can't get over the hump of winning in the big moment. Of course, the San Francisco 49ers lost to the Chiefs 4 years ago in the Super Bowl, and it was Shanahan who was the offensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons in the game where the New England Patriots came back from a 28-3 deficit to win. So he struggles to get over the hump, and then in the couple of days after the Super Bowl, it comes out that defensive coordinator for the 49ers, Steve Wilks, has been let go after just one season with the team. Worth noting that the defense had regressed under Wilks this year, but he was brought in to replace D'Amico Ryans, who, you know, led the top defense and then became the head coach at Houston Texans, and suddenly the Houston Texans are quite good as well. But Steve Wilks has had an interesting journey, Deb. You know, he had a very, very short head coaching tenure for the Arizona Cardinals in 2018 before they fired him to go get the hot white young coach from college. He was the interim coach for the Carolina Panthers after Matt Rhule was fired, I guess a season and a half ago at this point, and did well, but not well enough to keep the job. And that's when he went to San Francisco. And now he's out again. And I'm just curious to what your thoughts are, what your impressions are of this move by San Francisco and the challenges that Steve Wilks has had coaching in the NFL.
Well, this is something that continues to fill up the pro football news cycle. What really happened with the 49ers? To your point, there is no doubt that he has been a journeyman at the top level, but he has been a journeyman from team to team. He is a proven winner, and that's why Shanahan brought him in to possibly continue the defensive excellence that had been taking place. So he's got the pedigree, right? You wouldn't be brought into a team that was really good last year, and now you're asked to continue that. But on the other side of that, people question whether or not he was the right fit. They wanted to keep up with a certain defensive style, and Shanahan and Wilks kept butting heads throughout the season. And then some people say he is the fall guy because there were certain calls. I think there was a blitz that was called in the game against my Vikings that resulted in a touchdown. Shanahan asked Wilks to move down from the booth, which where most defensive coordinators sit to get a better vantage point, but told him to come down on the field to be close to him. And during the Super Bowl, Shanahan had to burn a timeout and, you know, question a call. So the things were adding up. And then lastly, you know, players have power. And when you've got your defensive end, all pro Nick Bosa, who's questioning the defense and some other players, Shanahan felt this was the right move to make. So looking back on this, I definitely see the racial aspect that some people are saying, here we go, black defensive coordinator never really got a chance. And especially since the 49ers were second this year in both points allowed and in yards, they held arguably one of the best quarterbacks ever. To basically about, 4 field goals, or somebody said, in terms of the points. I mean, they really did shut down Mahomes until the second half of the second half and in the overtime. Throughout the year, they only gave up 18 points per game. So if it's based on results, this is kind of a weird pull. But again, this is much bigger than, you know, than my paycheck to try to analyze.
Right,
and
right.
As we know, the NFL is a business, and they're just going to keep moving forward.
Yeah, Noel, no doubt about that. And it's another example of how layered these stories always are. And, it's tricky to avoid any knee-jerk reactions. Sometimes with the NFL, it is as it seems. And other times, there's so much going on behind the scenes that we just don't know. And that maybe isn't clear at first, but waiting until more information comes out, you know, it makes more sense. I have yet to talk with any Niners fans about this decision, but I think you're right. If the players have frustration, if there has been these simmering tensions as the whole season goes on, that's usually a sign that something was going to change one way or another. Well,
I guess the big point here is that the offense, there were so many mistakes by the offense that it's hard to say, well, why'd you get rid of the defensive coordinator, except for the fact that Shanahan is the offensive coordinator.
Yeah. I think you're correct there. Well, to put a bow on the Super Bowl talk, yet another Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl. It's definitely a dynasty. That's fair to say. First team to win two in a row in quite a long time. They're going to go for three in a row next year. I don't see how they are not among the favorites to try and do so again, especially when you have Patrick Mahomes under center. I am sorry that the football season's over, Deb, but I can guarantee you this, that we will be talking plenty more football on Stroman on Sports in the future. I can guarantee that.
Absolutely.
Well, enjoy your weekend, and we will talk with you again soon.
Thank you. Go Heels.